And without further ado, let's talk to young Matt. I'm going to psych myself into not getting angry with him this time when we speak with him.
Lower your expectations.
Hello, Matt.
Breathe out.
Hello, my lord.
May I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead, Rob. You speak to him.
Matt,
yes.
Do you now realize why you did what you did was wrong?
No, not really.
That's our Matt. That's never the learned. Matt we know and love. Are you getting cold?
No, weather is quite nice.
How is the weather? What's the temperature roughly? What could you estimate the temperature to be, Matt?
Mid-70s, perhaps. Nice and breezy.
Oh, really? It's very nice out there. Okay, here's the clue again. Now, here's the way the game works. You get $100 if you find Matt and you go to him to get it. You can't just guess it and call us. You have to find where Matt is and go to him. We remember Matt the Jew. Today he is hiding from you. But if you rise to the top, this game you will stop. And you'll be bursting with pride when you do. Mm. We haven't had anybody find him yet, so we're going to add to the clue a little bit.
Ooh!
Here it is. Oh. Think about the spelling of bursting. When we say bursting with pride, we spell it B-U-R-S-T-Y-N.
Where in the world? Where in the world is Matt?
Okay, that's the key. So remember that. The way we spell bursting, B-U-R-S-T-Y-N.
I don't get it.
You wrote the clue. If you can find Matt Goldstein before the end of today's show, you will win $100. And Matt, anything that you can add without giving your location, of course?
No.
Anything you can add to what we're doing? Okay, thank you.
I see what you're doing.
I appreciate that. Rob says he got the clue on the Today Show for where Matt Lauer is going to be tomorrow.
It was the easiest clue that they've ever done, I think.
It was easy for you, Mr. Egghead. You studied in school.
No, but as one old queen to another, we were just discussing how we love Where in the World is Matt Lauer.
Rob and I are queens. I swear to God, Rob and I could sit there, watch the Today Show every morning, and then go to a Broadway matinee. So how did you figure? Because I didn't know the one word that was homo.
Homophone. Always that for you, isn't it?
Of course it is.
I wrote down the clue. It's an anagram. Anagram of a homophone of a synonym of an even prime number.
See, I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't think about it.
You got to work backwards. There's only one even prime number.
See, already I'm stumped. What is that number?
Two.
Okay.
So two is the only even prime number.
Okay.
And so you have to find a synonym for it.
For two, double?
No.
Two, twin.
Oh, you know what? I got it backwards. Forgive me. I did
invert. Okay, smarty pants.
We're
going to
work this out on the air.
No, it's a homophone. Now you have to find a homophone of two.
What's a homophone? What is a homophone?
Homophone, break it down to its Latin
Andy
words.
Dick?
Homo meaning same, phone meaning sound. It's a word that sounds the same, but it's spelled different. So two.
As two.
T-O-O?
Exactly. Now I need a synonym for two, something that means the same thing.
The same thing as two. Too many. More?
Pair. Double.
Think of it at the end of a sentence.
Like, I like you too?
Uh-huh.
Also.
Exactly. And so if you anagram the letters and also, you get Laos. Or louse.
Wow. That's a smart guy we got there.
So he'll be heading to the Orient.
Nice job, you old queen.
Can't wait to see him tomorrow. That's Hope Rob. He's wearing tight pants.
Well, Rob gave us our clue, and that's Matt the Jew hiding from you. If you rise to the top, this game you'll stop, and you'll be bursting with pride when you do. Think about our spelling of bursting. We'll see if we can get a winner.
Bursting.
Of course, remember, if you're not motivated to go find Matt, I don't care. I'll be real happy with that, too.
And he has to leave tonight at 10 p.m., right?
Yeah, 10 p.m. We'll let him stay out there. We're hoping for slightly colder spring weather.
Well, it is actually colder than he thinks it is.
It is, really.
Yeah, he was a little off on his guess of 75 degrees. It's actually 58.
Yeah, he's a liar. Yeah.
What an idiot.
He's a total stain.
Very, very close.
Second buzz of the afternoon. What's going on, Buzz?
Using words like angry, appalled, and distressed, Barack Obama's reacting to remarks made yesterday by the Reverend Jeremiah Wright.
Oh, my God. We'll talk to Vaughn Ververs about that coming up in the next break.
Please. Obama said his former pastor put on a spectacle, including the suggestion that the government created the AIDS virus to kill black people. Mm-hmm. Obama continues to lead Hillary Clinton heading into North Carolina's May 6th Democratic presidential primary. And a film company known for releasing the homemade porn of stars, including Pam Anderson, is getting ready to launch a new release that purportedly shows guitar legend Jimi Hendrix having sex with two women. You'd roll a camera, too, if that happened. The New York Times reports that some people dispute that the man in the film is Hendrix, but the film includes footage of women who say they knew him and recognize him.
Purple haze!
See, here's why I doubt that.
Okay.
Is he died in the early 70s, and it would be tough to videotape stuff that early. It would almost have to be on film.
Well, he was an experimental guy with drugs, Rob. Perhaps he experimented with video.
It does say film here, and these days most film gets transferred to videotape anyway, or an electronic version.
Still, I think it would be sort of complicated.
Maybe a little 8mm camera, something like
Initially,
that?
Initially, that's probably what it was.
Foxy lady!
I do know this, is that if it does go, I don't know that I'd be that interested in that. How about you?
Not really. I mean, it's too old.
Not like the Marilyn Monroe thing.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe, much more iconic, I think. Jimi Hendrix. I mean, would it be that unusual for Jimi Hendrix to bang chicks? Yeah, he's a rock and roll guy.
Right.
Big deal.
Maybe if he smashes something at the end.
That would be very nice.
Set them on fire.
The radicals on the right are still trying to take away what little porn soldiers have left.
Boo!
They've already whittled it down to Playboy and Penthouse, which are more text than photos and considered mild by military higher-ups.
Penthouse, just for my money, they've ruined.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ooh, listen to the way he said yes.
I agree.
Yes.
Now you're in my wheelhouse.
Of course.
But Friday, Congressman Paul Brown of Georgia introduced what he calls the Military Honor and Decency Act. It would ban the sale of any sexually explicit material on American military bases worldwide, including Playboy and Penthouse.
So this is not doing this for the purposes of pleasing the Muslim country.
No.
This is coming from our own military.
He wants to do this at bases here in the U.S.
Honest to God, what are they trying to do? They got more
purify
tours.
Purify America.
More tours of duty than that they've had in the past.
Right,
guys that go over to Iraq now go much longer than either World War II or Vietnam. Mm-hmm. The great tradition of having the strip joints on the grounds of the base.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What's going on? It's the military.
Let them see Jimi Hendrix and two women.
Quoting Congressman Brown.
I'd rather see Janis Joplin.
She's one of the women. Her and Grace Slick.
The congressman says allowing the sale of pornography has harmed military men and women by escalating the number of violent sex crimes, eroding the family, and denigrating the moral standing of our troops here and abroad.
Don't they understand that the more you've got these high testosterone guys that are being trained to kill, they need an outlet? I mean, this is as old as time itself.
That's right.
Violent sex crimes involving a pen light.
Hold on a second, Buzz. We do have a guest. Let's see. Let's go to a mic, another mic. We get a lot of mics on this show.
A guess about Matt's location.
Yes, it's Mike, where are you calling from?
Salisbury.
Salisbury, and you have a guess?
Yes, I do.
Love What's your steak. Guess?
Well, first of all, your show's awesome.
Thank you very much,
Mike. We love the show, we listen to the Don and Mike show all the time, and now we're listening to you.
God bless you.
We enjoy it very much.
All right. What's your guess?
Washington Monument.
Washington Monument is? How about this? Incorrect.
Again, we considered it.
Thank you for the call, Mike. We appreciate that.
Which Washington Monument?
And with all the trouble in the world.
Do you understand what he just did?
Yeah,
there?
I do. I do.
See, people don't, though. I know what a hump he can be. Which one? And you know why?
Why?
Because I'm one of the idiots that reacts to that initially. And I'm 10 feet away from him. And he went, which Washington Monument? And I looked at him like a dog with a high-pitched whistle.
Don't let him suck you in.
Mike cocked his head. What do you mean? Simple syrup.
With all the
there are two.
No, rhymes with two. With all the trouble in the world, it's good to know the U.S. Army's going after some soldiers for going to the North Pole for a little South Pole action. Soldiers from Fort Wainwright, the Army won't say how many, reportedly visited Lee's Oriental Massage Parlor, conveniently located at the top of the world.
What did you say? What kind of massage parlor?
Lee's Oriental Massage Parlor.
Oh!
All of that good for you?
All the soldiers, however many there are accused of getting happy endings and face anything from reprimands to courts-martial.
We have a response from one of the soldiers, but let's go to the tape.
Oh, yeah. Private Auville.
He takes the cakes.
Alaska state troopers have busted the owners of the massage parlor after seeing scantily clad women in there acting suspiciously. And coming up in the final buzz, how John McCain has flip-flopped on Iraq. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Vaughn Ververs from CBSNews.com will be our guest talking all things politics when we come back. And also more of your phone calls on where in the hell is Matt, the Pole, the Jew.
He's not
Matt Goldstein, all that other good stuff.
You know, the North Pole, that's the nickname for Peter North.
Peter North. Oh.
Is that the first time on the new show?
Peter North, fantastic. Yes, you're the big winner.
Yay.
We will take a short break, talk a little politics. When we come back, I'm the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.